So, let me get this straight. You went on a date and you've been worried about it for a while, and you were worried about it while going to it, and you were worried while you were there the whole time. And you felt like it was wrong, and you sat through it anyway and paid for it, and then went home. Okay. Wanna watch a movie? You skipped out on movie night. But I forgive you. And it's still technically night, so wanna watch a movie? Okay. What movie? Okay, so we're on to the obscure Ghibli now. Next, we got Castle in the Sky, Kiki's Delivery Service, Whisper of the Heart. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Okay. I'm glad you're home. Well, I say home. Weird, right? As roommates. I mean, it was sorta. How long has it been now? Right. And like, from nowhere. Just an ad and then hitting it off. Like, I saw so many people before you, and believe me, I was running out of luck. Well, we haven't fought much, and yeah, a little, just a little, but only when you were being a jerk. Only when I was being mean. No, it's okay. It's okay. Honestly. Honestly, you don't have to say it. Listen, I know. And I've been meaning to say it for a while. I've been a little high strung, and I felt it with you too, and I get nervous, okay? And I get worried. It's like I'm always on edge or can't do the things I want to do, and I just kind of sit in it. But we are going somewhere, right? I mean, us two, youth. Always youth. Us two going wherever we're going. Say, can I ask you something? Are you worried now? Yeah? A little? Well, what about? I see. I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's reasonable. Honestly, I get that all the time, and I know we're different, but listen, I want to be totally honest with you for a second and just ask it because I feel it, okay? And I need to make sure it'll be okay. Do you want to be my roommate for another year? When we find another place. I know you're still here, and we don't really see each other, but well, it's kind of a stupid question, but I just really need to hear you say it if it isn't. Oh, really? Really? Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a huge load off my mind. Oh my gosh. Wow, I feel so much more better. Wow. Okay, look. I need to ask you something else. Do you like me? I mean, like, the way you like your guy friends. Because I know we've been roommates for a while, and I got through all of the pleasantries and all that. But I mean, I just feel like where everybody is, and like I thought about it and felt it, and I don't want to feel like I don't like feeling that we're the same as every couple of roommates in every country, right? Like, I just, it feels special, you know, like, even sitting on the couch feels special. I mean, we get so much done. You work on the laptop while I'm walking around and talking about something, so I'm helping you write or giving you ideas, and you're about making meals or not making noise if you know it's gonna bug me. I just feel like we do more than coexist. We help each other. I mean, we actually decided on a movie night, and we actually do it, and we actually enjoy it. Yeah. You're not just saying that because you already said we're gonna live together, right? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, okay, of course. I see, that's it. You're right. Well, I never thought about that. We do secretly hate each other. Interesting. When you put it like that, we're just really good liars. So then, okay, tell me about the date. Come on, you said you wouldn't if it went well. A gentleman never tells, and clearly it didn't go well, so fess up, it's okay. I won't tell anyone, Mr. Gentleman. Yeah, really? Come here. Come here! Sit up here! Come on, please! Look, I patted it and everything. You can't leave someone patting it and not sit down. That's like a high five left hanging. It'd be terrible. Yay. Come here. You've been working real hard. And you've been trying so much. And you're doing it for something. You're doing it for you. Or not you. But something. And you're doing it. You're doing it. So is that okay? Oh, no, I meant, is my fingers running through your hair like that okay? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So, see? You can decide if it's okay. That's something. You can decide no, like that. Or, yeah. Like that. Yeah. Say, if I was a guy, would you let me do this? No. Then, so why'd you let me do it? Because I'm a girl, right? Is that right? Just because I'm a girl. What do I mean? I mean, do you let me run my fingers through your hair just because I'm a girl? And not for some other reason? Okay. Say, Rumi, what'd ya? I'm gonna sit on the couch beside you like this. Is that okay? Gee, thanks. Rumi, would you like a blanket to sleep in together? To watch the movie in together? Okay, I'm gonna get a blanket. Rumi. Will you make dinner for me again? I know it'd be 2 days in a row, so I won't plead for tonight, but that'd be 2 days from now. Would that be alright? If I promise you'd be energized again by then, please?
Why?
Well, because I don't know why. Because I like your meals. Because you're a good cook. I mean, you're actually a cook. Like, you know how to. Well, you should have put that in your profile, or just not shown that side of you to shallow bitches on Tinder. I know. Swear jar. It's just, I see, like, so much stuff that just gets me down every day. I get horrible customers and all day, every day. Women demanding stuff of me. Demanding it. Like, it's the best. Like, what? It's the best part of the day. And telling me what to do, bossing me around. Maybe that's why I boss you around. Cycle of abuse.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't joke like that. You know I never hurt you. Well, maybe in 2 years. Maybe never. Hey, Rumi. Would you like to get some food and drink before the movie? It's just you forgot, and you're usually so good at it. It's usually the first thing you do. But tonight, for some reason, you just didn't. You came back from your date. You're horrible, bad, mean, awful, evil date. And you just popped down next to me. You just had to talk, didn't you? To me. Rumi, I need to ask you something. So on that date, what did you say? Like, what were you worried about? What made you so worried? I mean, that's meant to be the fun part, you know? Was it something else? I mean, I don't want to pry. It's just, that's the exciting part. You're meant to be, you know, relaxed. So I've heard. So what did you say? Oh. Uh-huh. Really? Sorry. She wasn't the one for you. She's like one of those. You know who she reminds me of? So I was talking to this girl today, and she wouldn't get off her phone to order. Like she's standing right there, half on her phone. She gets into order, she gets in line, she gets up to the counter, and she's still on her phone. Pointing to the menu and just pointing and talking. Like I'm asking her for all these options and all this stuff she might want, and she's just waving me away. Just motioning to me like that. Like I'm a dog or something. Right? What? So that's the level of, okay, I'll pay the swear jar later. Just that bitch that just I mean, look, it's okay, right? But your girl, she just didn't want to talk to you. And when she did, she didn't care. She was passive aggressive. No. Don't stand up for her. That's what it was. That's what you just told me. That's what it adds up to. You're being kind. I know that. I can tell. I can always tell when you're being kind. You're always, always being so kind. So what did you say? And then?
So fucking wrong.
Of course you would say that on a first.
Oh my fucking god. Oh my god.
Say Rumi. Rumi. Was she pretty? You wouldn't show me the picture. Could you show me now? I mean, it doesn't matter, so come on. Yes! Let me see.
She wasn't your type. I can tell just from this. Nope, she way wasn't pretty enough for you. Nope. Nuh-uh. Honestly.
Are you the type of guy who still rejects some people based on their profile? You know it's just a numbers game, right? You just gotta take your shirt off and put the same bro shit and then get laid. That's all there is to it. And that's all that's for. Rumi? Do you think I'm pretty? Like, roommate pretty or pretty pretty? Is that so? Huh. Really? Tell me I'm pretty again. 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 Why? Because I needed to hear it. Because I need to hear it. Because I need to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why thank you? Rumi. Rumi, you're so close to me. Rumi. Do you like me? And do you think I'm pretty? And do you want to cook for me? I mean, you don't mind it, right? Because I cook for you, too. And we like the same movies for different reasons. And we patch each other up. And so it's pretty much been a year and... We're basically so what harm could Rumi stay?